Thank you. Agriculture producers in the United States understand that we're all in this together. U.S. ag producers have been collaborating for the last decade to create a system-wide process for continuous improvement. This continuous improvement approach to sustainability has been adopted by row crop agriculture through field to market in line sustainable agriculture, which includes soybean, corn, cotton, peanuts, wheat, rice, and other row crop producers. It's also been adopted by the United States Roundtable for Sustainable Beef, Pork Board, United States Poultry and Egg Federation, the National Sustainable Roundtable for Aquaculture. So we have this coalescence around this concept that sustainability is about continuous improvement, journey, not a destination. We don't say we are sustainable, we say we are becoming more sustainable through our processes and practices using every tool in our toolbox. All of these organizations are multi-stakeholder initiatives with representation across the entire supply chain. They're producer-driven, not retailer-driven, and they are represented also by non-government organizations like World Wildlife Fund and Nature Conservancy, Environmental Defense Fund, and other conservation organizations, with processors, retailers, government agencies, producers in the room to develop a set of critical metrics and indicators in order to drive sustainability. Now, our approach to continuous improvement has been incorporated into an ANSI standard, ANSI 629. So this is now a U.S. national standard for continuous improvement that is relatively simple. In three stages, we define, we measure, and we improve. Our indicators that are selected with multiple stakeholder input so that they have legitimacy across all of our facets of society. They include social, economic, and environmental indicators, and then metrics to measure. We then go about benchmarking those metrics, setting goals for improvement, transparently reporting our success in reaching those goals, and if we don't reach those goals, we transparently report those, and then change. We adopt new practices or new measures in order to make those processes better. This is very familiar to farmers. So it's an easy approach to explain to people, demystify sustainability, making sustainability something that is tractable and approachable in the boardroom as well as in the field. Field to Market, the Alliance for Sustainable Agriculture, has been developing five-year national reports. So in 2015, they developed a national report on benchmarking of environmental indicators for row crop agriculture, analyzing our improvements since 1980. So I'm going to briefly go over where we've come since 1980 with corn and soybeans, just to give you a sense of a retrospective sense of where we've come from. And to be clear, we're not done yet. Since 1980 with corn, we've doubled production on only 21% of land. We've decreased total soil erosion by 31%. We've decreased soil erosion per bushel by 67% with corn. In our corn, we decreased water use by 53%. We've decreased energy required to produce a bushel of corn by 44%. And greenhouse gas emissions, of course, because of those energy reductions, have decreased 36% per bushel of corn. Soybeans has an even better soybean production in the United States since 1980, and we've decreased yield by 55%. Total production has decreased 28% from our soybean fields, but the erosion per bushel has decreased 60% since 1980. Water use per bushel of soybeans has decreased 42%, and energy use has decreased 48%. And we've cut greenhouse gas emissions in half in soybeans since 1980. We didn't accomplish all of these things by one single tool. All the tools that we use in our toolbox, that includes biotechnology, that includes precision agriculture, and that has allowed the adoption of conservation tillage, which is probably the single greatest improvement in U.S. agricultural production reduction of impacts, is the adoption of conservation tillage across our landscape. These improvements have also been shared by cotton, have also been shared by pork production, beef production, poultry production. U.S. agriculture is the most efficient production system in the world. What efficiency means, efficiency isn't all there is to sustainability, but it's certainly where we start, because efficiency means reducing input and reducing impacts. These are great success stories, but we're not done yet. Each of these sectors are developing goals for the next 5, 10, 15 years across each of these indicators. And they include economic and social indicators as well.